אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 4.
We're reading in the writings of בעל הסולם, the piece, subtitled Proof of His Work by Experience. You can ask questions in our website, kab.tv.
We continue the piece.
Okay, see, reading Proof of His Work by Experience. But he who wishes to criticize my words might still ask, although I have thus far proven that one must work to benefit people, where is the proof that it has to be done for the sake of the Creator? Indeed, history itself has troubled in our favor and has prepared for us an established fact sufficient for a full appreciation and unequivocal conclusion. Everyone can see how a large society, such as that of Russia, with hundreds of millions in population, more land than the whole of Europe, second to none in wealth and raw materials, and which has already agreed to lead communal life and practically abolished private property altogether, where each one worries only about the well-being of society, has seemingly acquired the full measure of the virtue of bestowal upon others in its full meaning, as far as the human mind can grasp. And yet, go and see what has become of them. Instead of rising and exceeding the achievements of the capitalist countries, they have sunk ever lower. Now, they not only fail to benefit the lives of the workers a little more than in the capitalist countries, they cannot even secure the daily bread and clothes on their flesh.
Indeed, this fact puzzles us, since judging by the wealth of that country and its plentiful population, it seems unreasonable that it would have to come to this. But this nation has sinned one sin which the Creator will not forgive. All this precious and exalted work, namely bestowal upon others, which they have begun to perform, must be for the sake of the Creator and not for the sake of humanity. Because they do their work not for His sake, from nature's point of view, they have no right to exist. Try to imagine, if every person in that society were anxious to observe the mitzvah, the commandment of the Creator, to the extent of the verse, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And to that extent would rush to satisfy the needs and wishes of one's friends in the full measure imprinted in man to satisfy his own wishes. As it is written, love your neighbor as yourself. If the Creator Himself were the goal of every worker while working for the well-being of society, meaning that the worker would expect this work for the sake of society, to reward him with dvikut, adhesion with him, the source of all goodness and truth, and every pleasantness and softness, there is no doubt that within a few years they would rise in wealth over all the countries of the world combined. This is because then they would be able to utilize the raw materials in their lush soil, would truly be an example for all the countries, and would be considered blessed by the Creator. But when all the work of bestowal upon others is based solely on the benefit of society, it is a rickety foundation. For who or what would obligate the individual to toil for a society? From a dry, lifeless principle, one can never hope to derive motive power from movement, even in developed individuals, much less for undeveloped people. Thus, the question is, where would the worker or the farmer find sufficient motive power to work for his daily bread will not increase or... The question is, where would the worker or farmer find sufficient motive power to work, for his daily bread will not increase or decrease by his efforts, and there are no goals or rewards before him? It is well known to researchers of nature that one cannot perform even the slightest movement without motive power, without somehow benefiting oneself. When, for example, one moves one's hand from the chair to the table, it is because he thinks that by putting his hand on the table, he will enjoy it more. If he did not think so, he would leave his hand on the chair for the rest of his life without moving it at all. It is all the more so with greater efforts. And if you say that there is a solution to place them under supervision, so that anyone who is idle at his work will be punished by denial of salary, I will ask, do tell me, where the supervisors themselves would take the motive power for their work? Because standing at one place and watching over people to motivate them to work is great effort too, perhaps more so than the work itself. Therefore, it is as though one wishes to switch on a machine without fueling it. Hence, they are doomed by nature, since nature's law will punish them because they do not adapt themselves to obeying its commands, performing these acts of bestowal upon others in the form of work for the sake of the Creator, to achieve through it the purpose of creation, which is dvekut, adhesion with him. It was explained in the article Matan Torah, in item 6, that this dvekut comes to the worker in the measure of his pleasant and pleasurable bounty, which increases up to the desired measure for rising to know his geniusness, ever developing until he is rewarded with the excessiveness implied in the words, "The eye has not seen a God besides you." And imagine that the farmer and the worker were to sense this goal before them while working for the well-being of society, they would certainly not need any supervisors, since they would already have sufficient motive power for a great effort, enough to raise a society to the ultimate happiness. Indeed, understanding that matter in such a way requires great care and proven conduct. But everyone can see that without it, they have no right to exist from the perspective of the obstinate, uncompromising nature. And this is what I wanted to prove here. Should I continue, Rav?
What did you end on?
We can continue.
So finish
it. Okay. Thus, I've evidently proven from the perspective of empirical reason, out of the practical history unfolding before our very eyes, that there is no other cure for humanity but to assume the commandments of providence to bestow upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator, to bring contentment to the Creator in the measure of the two verses. The first is love your friend as yourself, which is the attribute of the work itself. This means that the measure of work to bestow upon others for the happiness of society should be no less than the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow person's needs before his own, as it is written in the article, Matan Torah. The other verse is, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when laboring for one's friend's needs. This means that he labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator, as he said, and they do his will. And if you wish to listen, you will feed on the fruit of the land. For poverty and torment and exploitation will be no more in the land, and the happiness of each and every one will rise ever higher, beyond measure. But as long as you refuse to assume the covenant of the work for the sake of the Creator in the fullest measure, nature and its laws will stand ready to take revenge on you. And as we have shown, it will not let go until it defeats us and we accept its authority in whatever it commands. Now I have given you a practical scientific research according to the critical of empirical reason regarding the absolute necessity of all people to assume the work of the Creator with all their hearts and souls and might.
Here he opened up everything, and he also cautions us that when we bring humanity the method of correction, we should be careful that they don't take it incorrectly, since there's a problem here. They may think that, let's say, now it's a global crisis, and soon it comes to a state where everyone loses everything they have, and they agree to work and to live in a way that everything belongs to everyone, as long as I have something to wear and something to eat and a place to sleep and my kids are taken care of, and they're willing to work in the form of a commune, let's say. The question is, let's say they cry and they agree, they say, we agree, we want it. Will we be happy with that? What do we have to give to each and every one in order for him to work for the sake of society? Since, if not, each one will come to his job and will barely do what he's demanded of. Not even. and he avoids exerting and putting in the effort in his work. We won't be able to sustain such a society. Now he knows that if I work 2 hours, I buy bread. If I work another 2 hours, I buy milk. Another 2 hours, I'll be able to buy something for my kids and pay for electricity and water and so on and so forth. There's fuel for the worker to do his work in order to profit from it, to save up for an apartment, and so on and so forth. If we can promise him that he has all the basic necessities for himself and for everyone else on a normal level, how we will leave him without any fuel? What will make him exert? What will give him the impulse to labor? He won't be able to do any work. That's how we're built. I'll just lie down from morning till evening, from evening till morning, without getting up. That's it. What will obligate me to give maximum benefit, contribution to society? I'm not even talking about the creator, I'm talking about society. I won't feel any necessity. What can we do? Meaning, we need to come to a state where we connect through us, each and everyone in the world, with the upper force, with the upper light. So he would feel that in his corporeal work, in connecting with us, he connects to the upper force, and he truly gains the support of society in order to reach the next world, in order to receive godly reward, and so on and so forth. Meaning, it's not such a simple thing. We need to see how Baal Salam cautions us in this article to not forget about the need to worry about giving man's ego, either within the ego or above it. Depends on the degree he's in. We need to stimulate it somehow, to have the ability to exert. If we remove that stimulus, he won't be able to work because he can't work in order to receive because there's no more to receive, and he can't work in order to bestow because he didn't get to it yet. So he loses on both sides. So it turns out that he can't make even the smallest movement. Hence, we have to understand that our dissemination about that future situation that will come has to start from gradually, at a good pace, but nevertheless gradually, until we open up for people their eyes and they'll be able to see how they need to connect between them and with what motivation they need to work for the sake of society, for the sake of the Creator, and it should be really for their own sake.
No,
I think David,
25.
Yep. Question here, Baal Salam writes that it needs to come with love of the Creator. That's a purpose that has to be in front of man when he does this work.
That's exactly what I said. I have to disseminate, because you can't just throw around that flag of everything for everyone, the same for everyone, and everyone will receive the same inequality. By that, you are castrating them. They'll have no fuel.
Yep, especially in the human society. Sorry, in the Israeli Jewish society, that post-communism, many people feel resistance for working for the others. That ends up leading to destruction, like happened there. So it's clear that we need to put the Creator into the equation. The question is it possible to put in the love of the Creator, not just from the fact that He'll punish us, but to reach to love from Him, for Him? Do we need to put that in words, in dissemination, or will they receive that from us somehow spiritually? Or does it need to be literally explained?
In my opinion, you were with us throughout the whole article. He worked hard on this article to reveal to us that for him, what's important is not the Creator or nature. You saw how he really ensured that you'll get these points in our dissemination. In teaching people, we need to bring them to that attitude. It's an upper force. Nature is the upper force. And we need to keep those laws because we live in it. In it. And that's how we'll advance.
Yeah, specifically because of what Baal Salam writes in the beginning of the article, that there is a force of nature, and in nature it's felt like this force, not something that you can relate love to him. Here he requires from us that the person's work will be from a desire to reach love, but you can't reach love towards nature, or maybe you can, but there isn't such a sensation to work from a state of love towards nature without any mind, like he says in the article, or he just works according to laws.
Right. You go from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. There's another law. From love of the created beings to love of the Creator. And it comes to a person when he starts to work with the other beings around him, he begins to feel how much he depends on them, how much he receives from them, how much he commits to give them, and from that he develops a feeling towards the Creator, because the Creator, at the end of the day, is the sum total of all the beings.
It's true, and maybe we are able to work with somehow above reason. We can demand that from ourselves.
This is within reason for now.
But if I work towards the others and I don't feel the Creator, then I'm working without any fuel.
Who's the Creator? The sum total of society is the Creator. The Creator is the total, the inclusive. When you relate to society and you want to love everyone and everyone relates to you in this way, by that you discover the Creator and your attitude towards Him and His attitude towards you. There's no more. There is no Creator outside of the created beings.
We're able to hold these two lines, even though we don't have this revelation, but the broad audience doesn't have a sensation that they find the Creator in the work. That's why they don't have fuel.
You bring him to it. This is the meaning of education. And everyone will know me from the littlest one to the biggest of them.
But in that education, the Creator also needs to be inserted?
Of course, you are right. You're right, but that I agree with you. So we have work to do, but the work becomes clearer and clearer. How do we need to relate to the audience? What to bring them? In what steps? That's pretty. So little by little, we'll come to understand the work we have to do, both from the created beings and from us, the educators, and we'll bring the Creator to be recognized by the people. We'll make an acquaintance of him to them. It's through us, because we're in the middle between the created beings and the Creator.
Rav, may I continue? So to continue, David, he said that from now on we need to start spreading until the next stage. So can you maybe give us emphasis? What do we need to create dialogue on about the upper force?
About the education to the general public. We'll talk after the Congress. Okay? Thank you.
Сочи.
Сочи.
Скажите, вот получается из статьи, если не замкнуть в итоге все распространение на Творца, как бы мы это ни
обсуждали. Turns out from the article that if we don't direct all of our dissemination towards the Creator, regardless of what we explain, then there'll be no result.
He's giving you Russia as an example. What happened there?
Мы там пытаемся как-то да облачить хорошую какие-то жизнь, там дружите, будьте людьми, будет у вас тоже.
We're trying to explain our message with a good life for a person, but if you don't put the Creator there,
the general law of nature. Don't say Creator. The general law of nature. You must say that there's a general law of all of reality that is above the universe, above our universe. He created the universe, created the place for the universe and us and everything that exists in it and other things that are even concealed and all that force. We now wish to take into account together with you to use it and through it to discover all of reality. Why was there no translation? He says there was no translation, Gilad.
There wasn't translation from what you said in Hebrew? And to ask.
Yeah. Okay, I continue with him. You can scrutinize it. Oh, God forbid we have those things in the Congress.
Получается, завершает статью тем, что и я вам научно-экспериментальным путем доказал.
He concludes the article about. He writes that I've proven scientifically, empirically, etc.
That nothing can exist unless it's in the direction of the Creator.
Для людей противоположные научно-экспериментальные.
In our world, it turns out that for people these are contradictions. One hand, on the one hand, an empirical scientific method.
If you have translation, how come it doesn't have translation?
אני שואל פה תכף, כנראה זה תקלה טכנית.
אני לא רוצה לשמוע על תקלות טכניות.
I don't want to hear about technical malfunctions. How can I work?
Tov. Ты обязан принимать во внимание общий закон природы. Это и есть Творец. То, что Эйнштейн хотел раскрыть. Общий закон природы. Все, ничего другого нет. Один закон.
It's a natural force. One force, one formula.
Это то, что он хотел. И мы с таким отношением начинаем объяснять людям, где мы находимся. Если мы не будем основываться на этом общем законе, на этой общей силе природы, которая все связывает вместе, у нас все рассыпется. Как рассыпалось в России, как сейчас рассыпается Запад и Америка, как Китай скоро рассыпется. Ты не можешь ни на какой силе, на доброй и на злой, неважно на какой, удерживать этот мир, если ты не соединяешь эти две силы вместе, правую и левую, неважно какая из них, добрая или злая, и не относишь их к той единой силе мира, которая не добра и не зла и ничего. Она из себя все эманирует. Ты обязан это все рассказать. Это все научно. Это все... Мы уже пришли к этому.
Вот я имею, что если это самая главная точка, из-за которой все разрушится, что это наш фундамент.
I mean that if this is the most important point, that is the foundation upon which you can either succeed or fail, so all about dissemination, it's to start from this point.
Yes, true.
There is
translation?
The
answer is that Russian translation is working regularly, only for that specific student it's not working.
Ты у нас особенный. Выясни, надо это все выяснить. Кулам шумим берусит. Миша, шумим.
Everyone hears in Russian.
Да, да, все, сейчас есть. Сейчас
есть. Ну так что ж.
Okay, now yes.
Ну вот, Рав, можно последний момент? Вот если вот у нас много есть там курсов каких-то,
last thing, Rav.
Там еще каких-то,
и we have many courses, integral education and so on. And they all start from that.
Вот,
let's solve this problem or that problem.
Но если на нем основано все, вот.
Also talk about the law of nature in parallel. But if that's the foundation of everything,
он не поймет.
Дорогой, а коль не мцали фанеха?
Everything is before you. You'll take this article, take a few more friends. You have truly special people here, very highly talented. And write an article or a series of articles, several articles, that you'll be able to publish to all the people, to the whole world. Advance humanity to the good state. You know what kind of blows we're entering, all of us, all of humanity. And if we don't implement our role, don't realize it, you know how much we will suffer. What do you mean? You'll see what will be. I'll tell you even more. You have an example. The people of Israel compared to the rest of the nations. Look how they carry him through history with the blows, with the sticks, with everything that they do to it throughout history because it's not realizing its role. But now it's us, you and me and all those on the screen and behind the screens. We are called Yashar Kel Israel. We are committed, obligated to make the connection between all reality and the Creator. You understand what can happen? We think we're protected and it can't happen to us. How can the bad come to us? The bad will come specifically to us if we don't realize our role. The Creator gives you a desire, an opportunity. No one can run away. It's written in the Torah as well. I'll find you wherever you go. So if you have ideas, and everyone have it, there are such brains, such hearts, you can write such things. I keep crying, disseminate, please take this article, cut it into pieces, start to publish it.
Ну, нам как будто вот кто здесь слушает вас, да, Творец открыл глаза, уши, мы понимаем.
Whoever hears you now, the Creator opened up his ears, his eyes, but for the rest of the people, he closed them.
Ма я лаха лифне ши гата элейну?
What did you get before coming to us? What did you have?
Problema.
Problema, okay. Someone made the connection to us. You should also make a connection between all of humanity through us or directly to the Creator, through you. What difference does it make? Just open this institute for whatever and start to advertise everything for some organization from yours or ours. Doesn't matter. As long as you open up the matter of correction. Kazakhstan.
Здравствуйте, Раф. У нас два вопроса. После меня Ерганат еще хочет задать.
Hello, Rav. We have two questions. Did Russia have an actual chance to follow the right path
in that same time, could the world live any other way?
I don't want to deal with history. This is a highly problematic issue. I don't want to get back to it. Why should I now talk about Stalin and Lenin and Sverdlov and there are many others from the opposition? No, we shouldn't do it. I have my beloved student. I'm going to him. Please. He's on a special mission. Poor guy. Ken.
Да, любимый учитель, вот я хочу спросить, что вот эта идея, которая там...
Dear teacher, I wanted to ask.
То есть это советская Россия, и не только Китай.
The idea that caught people's minds of the left, not just in Russia, but in China, South America, is much more complex than our idea. And the people were in much darker places, and they still were able to convince them. However, our idea is different. We also promise social justice, and we also bring the Creator, the force of nature. We're much more humane. So the question is, do we also have the chance to spread this rapidly?
We need only one thing, to do what the Creator left for us to do. That's it. All the rest He will do. The upper light. Open up the place for the upper light to work. That's it. We don't need to do anything except to create an opening. Make an opening like the hole of a needle, like the tip of the needle, and all the rest is the correction on him.
What is this opening that they'll hear?
I'm not ready for it, but let's say, first of all, that there is a remedy to all the problems of this world, especially coronavirus and the economic downturn and the fear of war and ecological collapse, all those global things, there's a solution, and this solution is start to release this idea that this solution depends on the good attitude, the good relationship between people. Ultimately, nature wants to obligate us to connect. Simple connection, that's it. The more we move from the bad, from our ego, not the ego in everything, just not to cause harm to the other. In this way, we're rewarded with the good change in our in private life and collective life. Something like that. What else do we have?
No, יש לנו עוד New York אפילו רוצה לשאול משהו.
New York has a question.
Moscow 7.
Very good. For now, Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Да, Раф, вот вы сейчас дали пример о том, что нам, в принципе, достаточно
рассказать. You gave an example.
Катув.
It says, make me an opening as the tip of a needle, and I'll open to you the entire world.
Ну да, вот это вот Бальсолом писал ученикам в письме, то, что вы сейчас сказали.
Бальсолом wrote about this in his letter.
Допустим, будет у нас конгресс.
This thread and tiny thread that we need to aim for. So if we have a convention this Saturday, so will this opening be revealed to the world? Is that enough for the light of the Creator to spill to the world?
All the rest the Creator will do. That's what he says. You just open for me that opening. What does it mean, the tip of a needle? He says it's a deficiency for a thread. To so let's tell our guys to find that excerpt. Okay, yes, Gilad.
There's an excerpt here from what Baal HaSulam. What happens if we make the correction or don't make the correction? So we're writing from the reading from the last generation. I've passed on my opinion, spoken to the leaders of the generation, and my words were not accepted, even though I cried and yelled and warned about the destruction of the world. It had no impact. But now, after the atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb, I think the world will believe me that the end of the world is coming in rapid steps. And Israel will be the first to be harmed, as it was in the previous wars. Therefore, today it is good to awaken the world to receive the only remedy and to live and exist.
Barur.
Clear.
Et mi lifchor ani lo yodea.
I don't know who to pick.
Mi yesh lanu kan?
Who do we have? PT33. Who are these guys?
Good morning.
Oh, the world global economist.
Baal HaSulam, he opens up here the matter of reward of motive power fully. Recently, when we spoke about this, we emphasized the matter of social pressure, and a person that won't work for the society will feel shamed by the society. So in terms of explanation, when do we need to explain more about social pressure, group peer pressure, or when do we need to go all the way with the explanation?
I can't tell you. We have to discuss it. After the Congress, we'll get more into the dissemination to the world. I hope that in the Congress, we will kind of wrap up the connection between us, and with the help of the Creator, it will be a good one, a strong one. And we will feel somehow one heart, one desire, and from that one desire we'll begin to think, how do we open ourselves up to the world?
There is a great confusion here. I do hope we'll be able to scrutinize this together.
We will scrutinize it together with you for sure. We will renew our talks.
About the tip of the needle, can we read about this?
Yeah.
So Baal HaSulam, letter 17. And this is the meaning of opening this tip of the needle. And I will open much more than that, because the opening of the needle is not for entry and exit, but it's to put in the thread for work. So one should want to do the work of his Lord, and then I'll open you the opening of the world.
Let's go to the third part of the lesson.
בני כל העם הזה כל כך שלמים מחוברים שרים מה טוב ומה נעים אני לא תמין זה לא חלום סבלנו די כדי להבין שלברוח אין לאן ולא מספיק להאמין Oh, I'll eat it. שזה יקרה אור גדול יאיר.